the skimmer didn't reset. And for all of you, I have no idea what the skimmer, how, what that means. But the skimmer is what records everything all day long and breaks them out into the segments.
Really?
So I can go in there and I can do that. So Tuesday, Wednesday show, you needed to be listening to us. And we apologize.
I give
our best shows ever.
No, I give Wednesday. I give Wednesday maybe a B, B minus, but Tuesday was a strong A. Yeah. I will say that.
We had fun. We always have fun.
A little PSA real quick. Yes. I'm away in here. I kind of had a little thought to myself because I...
That's a public service announcement. I was trying to remember what it was.
It's not an STD. It's not PSA. Yet. Okay, so I'm coming from downtown, 235 as I come out here, and I actually thought to myself, wow, it's the weather. Half the cars on 235 that I have seen, you know, for the last few weeks, right? But as I come up to the bridge that's right there, I think it's 74th Street by the Walmart or whatever.
Yep.
Opposite lane, going eastbound. You saw the first car off to the side. You saw the second car off to the side, and you saw an SUV with some broken windows and the airbags.
Yep.
And here's what I hear: my father's voice ringing in my ears. Just because it goes doesn't mean it stopped. Drive the conditions and be safe out there.
And that's what I've always tried to tell the kids too, that there's no possible way that your car breaks the same in the snow or rain that it does on drive pavement.
No.
And they're like, well, how did you learn to drive so well in the snow? Because we raced around on gravel roads my whole entire life. Same thing, right?
I had a rear-wheel drive with wide tires, and you drove the conditions. You didn't. But I'm not saying that things are different, but I just – the comfort level that people have with, well, I can just turn it to off-road, or I can turn it to this on their SUVs.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it goes doesn't mean it stops. Drive the conditions.
And you also need to look at the four cars that are around you and go, yeah, that's not a very nice car, and that's not a very nice car. And
well, the thing was, is the roads were just fine. It was the bridge.
Yep.
Absolutely. The bridge was, the conditions were completely different the second you hit the bridge.
Okay, so in your scientific mind, I always try to, because we always talk about it, it's because there's no ground beneath, so you get the cold air.
From my understanding, you get the cold air wrapped around it, so therefore you get extremes quicker than you do. It takes longer to warm up. It takes longer to cool down with road on the ground where it's
exactly
it's cold underneath and it was cold.
People just need to think about that and it's
just be safe out there.
It wasn't fun. And I was driving. This is the thing that gets me, too. So I'm driving on 235 on the way out here because I was working from home. And I didn't want to take 80 all the way around because that gets crazy with the wind.
Exactly.
And they're Des Moines out, and they're plowing 235.
They're working their
boots out. So they're going together. And so I'm way back, and people are cutting in front of me to cut all the way over to that lane so they can go flying by them. And I'm like, okay. Wow, you're that excited to get home or that excited to go to work? It's neither or.
Yeah. Once they the plow went, everything's fine. For Pete's sakes, please drive the conditions.
We right when you got in, we kind of segued. Iowa State men with a big win last night. We'll talk about that in a second. It was a very stressful win, which everything they are. We'll talk about that as well. Iowa women with an easy game. Now they have, I was trying to see, I know they have Indiana again, but I don't think it's this weekend. They beat Wisconsin 91-61. Once again, not on TV. That's incredible.
We'll talk about it, but good Lord, 30 more points for Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, it's...
excuse me, 24. I was looking at minutes.
Her minutes, she didn't... I mean, for her to play 30 minutes is...
Cezanne had 19.
Yep. So...
Warnock, 16.
They have Nebraska, they have Maryland, and then they have Indiana. Nebraska is at Nebraska. Not an easy game, but a game they should win. Then you get number... Wow, that is so small. Number 8, Maryland. Number 2 Indiana, but they get number 2 Indiana at home, and that's if they can take care of Nebraska and Maryland, that's for the Big Ten championship against to get them at home. So it'll be interesting to see how they play. Monica Zanano. Did not have a very good game.
Zanano. God bless you.
She did not have a good game against Indiana. She had 6 points. She had 4 fouls. She had 4 turnovers.
Right.
So I think she's looking forward to...
She had a pretty decent night last night. But yeah,
she had a really good night last night. And once again, just to talk about that really quick, and we'll talk about the game and that later as well. I read a whole bunch of people. They're still all talking about Alaia Boston and Caitlin Clark, and they're going to continue to talk about them and whatever. And someone, I had a couple of people private message me and say, give me something that I can say. And I'm like, listen, Alaia Boston is a great player playing on a great team that's probably going to win back-to-back championships. And they go, so what's that make Caitlin? She's the most fun, most talented person that NCAA basketball has seen and probably maybe ever. That's the difference between the two. She doesn't have the same pedigree of the amount of players that go to South Carolina to play basketball. Right. I mean, they're all 4- and 5-star kids that go there to play. If you tell me, except for in South Carolina, that you get to see one more game and you can pick any game you want to go to, are you going to watch Caitlin play basketball or are you going to watch her play basketball? Are you going to watch somebody that gets the ball thrown into them in the inside, takes 2 steps, 1 dribble, and puts up a shot and rebounds her own shot, or are you playing somebody that's just fun to watch?
Caitlin Clark's game is so much like Steph Curry's. Why wouldn't you want to watch that game?
And, you know, the only time that I've ever had...
Well, what was the phrasing they said, Alaia Boston, is the one you're talking about, that it's that without her they don't win. you can't use that argument?
She had 4 fouls the other day, and they still beat the number 2 team in the country by 18.
Exactly.
No, and if Iowa still wins games,
yes,
they just don't win the games they've been winning.
Yes, they're pivotal players, but I mean, it's
just different.
It is different.
People have a hard time, you know. She just there hasn't been, and I'm a huge Diana Taurasi fan. I think she's been Sue Bird, all those guys, and they look at her and go, yeah, I can't play like that, and not even now I can't play like that. So, you know what? Lisa Bluter, Jan Jensen, all the players on that team could care less. Caitlin could care less. She really does. I don't think she cares. I think it motivates her to go, yeah. And people go, well, if they played South Carolina, South Carolina's going to beat them because we don't have anybody that can stop. Not only do they have one person that's as big as Monica is, they have 3.
Right.
And they all play together, and they do really good. And Dawn Staley is an amazing coach. Love her to death. But if she had to have a all-star team and she had to pick her first player, she's not taking Alaia Boston. She's taking Caitlin Clark.
I know.
And she would. I mean, she's a point guard. She's a Hall of Fame point guard.
I'm from Iowa. You don't have to sell me.
No,
that.
I know.
Okay.
It's just people annoy me. I think they just do it.
People annoy me. Okay. But that's why you're a people person. That's why you're in PR. Good job out of you.
I don't tell them that they annoy me. You know, I get hit on this all the time. Well, what kind of research do you do? What do you do? Listen, I watch a lot of games. I go through and look at a lot of stats. I'm happily right now looking at the most watched thing that's on TV today, and that's Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Thomas. What a threesome in the Genesis Open.
Yeah.
And he's not playing bad. And he looks like he's walking better. Somebody, I don't know how they got the picture, but showed kind of a few, like 8 months ago, his ankle.
Eek. Oh, the bone. I mean, it's kind of, it looks like a sideways spoon.
Eek.
Right.
That's not easy. And the thing about it is, and he has always said this, and I'm trying to think of the golfer. His first name was Casey, the person who used a cart. And,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'll hit me here in a second. And Tiger said, I love the kid. I want him to do well. I play with him all the time. He's a Nike guy. I don't want people using a cart and playing in the PGA. That's what sets us apart from everybody.
Right.
And he's never wavered. And they said, would you ever take a cart now? He goes, I wouldn't play professionally anymore. If it's not even an option. I'm not doing it.
And see, and the thing is the game would alter itself for Tiger to be in the game.
Yeah, they'd do anything.
But Tiger will not allow that because then it's you've altered the game.
Right.
And he is such a purist when it comes
Casey
to
Martin.
There, yep.
There you go. I knew it would hit me. I kept thinking of I kept thinking about your singer. That's the
Casey
only,
Donahue.
That's
it's only not thing. Casey Donahue.
Get out of my brain.
Fully aware of that. So,
oh, okay.
So I got pictures sent to me today from Arizona, and it just said, I had conversation with Dansby and Happ. That was a special moment. The youngest down there getting ready to play, actually his baseball game starts at 5 Central here, that yeah, he's down. The Cubs are doing hitting practice down in the same area.
I am a Chicago Cubs fan this year because of Dansby Swanson.
This is so common for me. I actually have a little bit of hope and expectation. I like the team they're putting together.
I do too. And
I got to learn a little more about their pitching before I can speak.
It's
about.
It's not based on we're going to hit home runs and hope we win.
Right.
I like that. I don't think that's the way you win.
I got to do a little more digging, but I think the win total that they threw out there on MGM is mid 70s.
Right. I think they could do that.
Oh,
82.
This is 82-84 team.
Yeah.
Right.
The problem that they have is that they have the money to spend, but they won't spend it. And you have 9-10 teams in baseball now that have the money to spend that are spending it. And that's not even counting the Yankees. I'm not counting the Yankees in that spend column. There's 10 teams in Major League Baseball that's willing to spend lot of money.
How do I say this? Don't you have to convince the checkbook opposed to just throwing money at spending? Mm-hmm. Don't you have to convince the checkbook of this is what and how we're going to do it, and here's the business plan?
I know
that's not common for professional sports.
Changed in baseball.
Right.
They're like, you know what? People don't realize this because they don't think that baseball is a moneymaker. They make enough money that they go, listen, if I do $300 million and it doesn't work out, I don't have to sell my house.
Right.
I still have a lot of money.
You want to talk TV contracts.
I'm good.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
The TV contracts come with MLB.
Yep. And the only thing, you know, I thought Major League Baseball would drop a bit, but they're still ahead of the NBA. They're still ahead of hockey. I want to write this one down because I want to talk a little bit about LIV Golf. I saw Dustin Johnson had a good thing, and I'll pull up the pick and say what he said today about LIV Golf. And Tiger had a bit about it too, and he's like, unlike some others, a majority of the people that are on the LIV Tour, I'm perfectly fine with, but there's four or five of them that they're never getting back in here. No matter what they do, they're not coming back because
some of them went to go play for some money. The other ones that went to play for money disrespected the PGA.
Yep. And disrespected the wrong people.
Right.
And by disrespecting the wrong people, they didn't disrespect him, but they disrespected
the people that are in his circle. Yes, exactly.
And you can't do that.
No.
And
I agree.
They're gonna find that out really quick. And is that, you know what? Arnold Palmer, Lee Trevino, and Jack Nicklaus would have done the same thing. They'd have said, hey, if you guys want to go do that, fine. Never coming back. Once you step over that line, you don't get to come back because we're going to continue and we're going to push this along. And if you want to go to a greener pasture, just do it. Right. But you better know your reasons why. And that's kind of what I want to talk about Dustin Johnson because we talked about a couple of them yesterday. I think they understood that. Patrick Reed and Bryson DeChambeau are just and
DeChambeau surprises you? I'm sorry.
No, but Patrick Reed was already disliked on the tour. So his thought process can't get any worse going over there. So it's just fun to see. I mean, it's just fun to watch. They're playing at Riviera today. I mean, that's one of the top five golf courses in the world. It's incredible.
As I said, I saw bits and pieces. I saw one of Tiger's tee shots, and it just, you know, he laced it, roped it right down the fairway. I'm like, yeah, well, that's just a replay of everything we've ever seen,
And that goes against my thing that you have to have your feet correct and you have to have everything correct because I don't even think I seriously don't think he can even feel his foot the majority of the time, what it looked like.
He's got a pure swing.
We got 20 seconds, so we'll kind of lead into this. So you watched the Cyclones last night. Did you enjoy watching the Cyclones last night? Because I did not. I did for a while. It hurts.
Well, my wife is laughing right now because I was so excited after making homemade pizza to sit down and watch the Cyclones that
you fell asleep.
I didn't. I nodded slightly, but yeah. It was just uncomfortable. I think ramp up, ramp down, uncomfortable. But the outcome is what we needed.
The outcome was what we needed, and we will talk about that when we come back. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We're going to talk that when we come back. Drake with a big win last night against UNI. I did listen a little bit. J.W. Cox, real deal, man. He is good.
Very good.
Be right back.
Administration and the Ad Council.
Connect with Steen on sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour underscore SS, and at Scott Brower underscore 13. What do we have? Saturday, we have Seton Hall at Connecticut early. 10:45 pregame, and then you're going to have Northern Iowa at Missouri State.
Okay.
Since I did a really bad job to begin with, I'm gonna kick it to you here in just a second. But we want to thank our sponsors since we didn't do that in the first segment because we were so excited about I don't know what. Oh, talking about the weather and the snow.
You know what?
Our
regulars knew, and that's why we appreciate having our regulars.
It is. So it is Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. Now you go, sir.
I will kick it off with Northwest Bank. I mean, you can bank on. Taking care of your professional, business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, two in Ankeny, one in Ames, three locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group has earned the Top Workplace Award for the eighth year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying to loans online. From Northwest Bank, don't wait. Open account with Northwest Bank, member you can bank on, member FDIC.
Okay, and before we move on to what we were going to talk about, we had J.W. Cox on the other day. He is the broadcast person.
He is the voice of the UNI Panthers football and basketball.
Took over for Gary Rima, and I'm not going to lie, I love Gary Rima.
The Panthers.
I like how JW does.
He's good stuff.
He is at J, capital J, capital W, I-N-D-E-L-L. Give him a follow.
At J Wendell.
Wendell.
I'm guessing that's a middle name.
Yep, I'm. It must be. And because he is, he's a good listen and a really good guy.
I told you we went to Paws and Pints after I left here. The other night. Love that place. Yes. I mean, just the sheer setup to go have a beer. We don't even have a dog in the hunt right now. I mean, that's tongue-in-cheek. But anyway, we've since moved on, since losing Lily. But we have my nephew with Caliber, the Rottweiler. Last few times I've been there, I don't know whose dog it is because he just runs around the open room with this. It's a French bulldog. You know how we've got a friend that have American Bulldog,
right.
Josie, she's and best described as they're clownish.
Yeah.
They're just goofballs, and they're always just running. This one is a French Bulldog, and his name is Gus. Every single time I go in there, they've got a hooded sweatshirt or something, Lands End or something, on this dog. If this dog had an Instagram, I would follow it. He is just the coolest thing walking the earth.
Hint, hint, folks. Get him an Instagram.
No. Oh, yeah. Get him an Instagram. Don't give me a Frenchie, but get him an Instagram.
Get him an Instagram.
This dog is just cool.
That is hilarious. I have, so, sons number 2 and 3. Son number 2 from Palmer Group is on a retreat with high end earners for the company for the year. And last year he got to take an N1, but he didn't think that he was able to take an N1. And this year they're like, you need to take somebody. And so he took
with the budget. If you don't spend it, we don't get the budget
right.
again.
So okay. he took son number 3. And we just got their first pictures, and it looks
the video
way nicer than it is here.
The obligatory balcony video where it's pool, bar, room, cheers, beer.
Yeah, and ocean in
exactly.
the back that you get to see.
Yep.
So we have Penny Girl. Penny's with us. And so I have Penny and DJ downstairs.
What is Penny? Labrapoodle, poodle, something?
Doodle.
Something doodle.
Yeah. Okay. She's a doodle.
Very, very, very pretty. She is.
And we're out in the snow today, and she's just like, oh, it's fun to play in the snow. And I'm like, okay, I'm not having fun. I just want you to do what you're supposed to do so we can go back
wipe
inside.
Wipe your paws and get your butt back inside.
She just wants to go. And DJ's like, when we're getting ready to go out, he's like, oh, I'll go over. And I kind of open the door, and he goes, no, I'm going to go right back over to
DJ.
Right back where
I'm
at.
Well, that's when we had Lily. Lily was 4.5 pounds on her good days.
Same.
A little heavier than that. You had to snow plow the backyard for her to be able to go outside because she's like, I'm really cool with this rug inside the house.
I don't need it. DJ's the same way. So and Nana's when it snows and it's cold, Nana's
you make Nana go outside?
No, dude, Nana's hunkered down, man. She's just kicked back. She was all snuggled up today when I come upstairs. So it was is this one of those days?
Well, it's going to be in the 40s this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Isn't that perfect?
So
I love it. That's
also going to make it a muddy mess. But
that's
yeah.
Colorado, right? I mean, they get all that snow, and that's why there's no rust anywhere because they don't use salt because it goes away.
Well, it's pretty awesome. It is funny how I've been getting memories on everything from snow days to I think it was 4 years ago or whatever. We were getting the Jeep out for the first time because it was very spring-like. So
yeah.
Anything can happen.
You have no idea. So last night, big game, Drake at UNI. Drake won 82-74. I think this time Coach DeVries said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We are going to let, we're going to let Bowen get what Bowen can get, but we're not going to let him get 30. So he took 12, Bowen took 12 shots last night, was 6 of 12 from the field. This is why this Bulldog team wins a lot of games. 8 points, 19 points, 9 points, 13 points, 6 points, 14 points off the bench. When you can get that kind of production from everybody, there's no easy way to take you out of what you do.
Right.
And
but I will say this from I mean, I'm not saying I did a deep dive in it, but 16 points for Bjorn.
Bowen
wasn't it the last two games since? I mean, he's had only like 3 points total.
Right.
So for him to come out of that slump and that's a good thing.
I mean,
teams
are saying if we don't let him, they make it difficult. And the thing that I enjoy the most about him, he's not a big kid, but man, he takes some punishment and he just keeps taking it. He just sticks his nose in and does a really good job. So congrats to the Bulldogs. I am assuming
that's the stats right there. So you got leading the Missouri Valley Drake Bulldogs. I love this on a 7-game win streak.
And they're
21-6.
Are they up two? Are they up 2 games or a game and a half?
I think it's just a game.
A game. That's all they're up. So
against the Salukis.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun Missouri Valley tournament. My assumption is they have 3 games left, and I guess I could
have to pull that up.
I guess I could click. I can click the Bulldogs here really quick.
Yep,
3 games. They have Belmont, Illinois State, and Bradley. So they have a home, and away. Yep. So, I mean, they're 3 games because I think the Missouri Valley always is a week before everybody else does conference tournaments. That's my thought process.
Who'd you say it was? Belmont?
Belmont, Illinois State, Bradley.
Bradley. So they beat Belmont. Ooh, they beat Belmont handily.
Yeah, Belmont's not as
Bradley, they beat them almost by the same score.
Yep. And then you have Illinois State. Where's that one at?
Southern Illinois, Illinois State.
No,
I don't
Illinois.
See that one.
Nope.
Maybe. But anyway, they're looking real good.
Yeah. I think they've righted the ship, and wow, that's crazy that they don't play Illinois State twice. Maybe they have one that they don't play twice.
Well, they got Illinois State in here that's on a 3-game losing streak at a 10 and 17 win
so,
loss.
So let's jump off of that one. We'll jump into last night's game. Let's do this before we. We'll go to some of the games last night, not just the Iowa State game. Because, once again, I don't think anybody wants to be the number one team in the country. Because if you're the number one team in the country,
You're the bullseye.
You're right.
You got crosshairs on you.
Tennessee did it last night. They beat number one Alabama. Alabama had just climbed into number one. They were 12-0 in the SEC, and Tennessee beat them on their home floor last night. There were some great games. Marquette came back and beat Xavier in the last seconds of that game. Northwestern beat Indiana last night. That was an upset over the number 14. Northwestern playing really well. And San Diego State.
Squeaked by Fresno State.
Yeah. Really, really close. So
say that out loud. Say the final score of the San Diego State.
45-43.
I was looking. Did this not refresh? Is that half? Nope. Yeah. That's the score.
Marquette scored 45 points in the second half yesterday.
Wow.
So that shows where. And it's funny because there's not a lot of great offense when you watch some of these college basketball games. When people are on, you know, and they're hitting their shots, yes, but man, it's some slow going. So when you look at the box score for Iowa State last night,
That is crazy. The way you just said that, because I'm looking at the games, mm-hmm. the top 25 games with TCU, Iowa State, Alabama, Tennessee, Virginia, Louisville. Xavier Marquette, Indiana Northwestern, San Diego State, Fresno State. These are all games that have top 25 implications, yep. correct? The only team to score more than 69 points at 70 is Iowa State.
Iowa, yep.
Every it other
was
score,
not an offensive juggernaut by any
every
means.
Every other score is 60s,
yep.
One in the 50s, and two in the 45. Four scores.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is crazy. Iowa State shot 49%. From the field last night, TCU shot 46%. They were 26 from three. Iowa State was 35% from three. The reason that the game turned out how the game did, TCU shot 33% from the free throw line, and Iowa State, who had two games before that, had shot like
right,
that.
Exactly.
Shot 88.2%.
That's not bad.
From the line.
I think something was talked about at practice, you think?
I do believe. Still way too many turnovers. They had 16. Iowa State made it through the whole entire second half and did not have TCU in the 1-1. First time I can remember that in a while.
Yeah.
It was actually quite fun to watch. They did get in foul trouble, though.
Then with these changes, was it addressed and the team took heed? Was it a difference in coaching? How did they right? I didn't say they righted the ship. I'm just saying, how did they change some things that were starting to get off?
I think it was a change in coaching. And I think what he said was what he meant. We're worrying about way too many things that have nothing to do with the way that we are or we play. You guys got kind of... you lost your level head and you went, hey, we're good. And hey, we're getting cheated. Just play harder.
Okay.
I mean, that's.
Do you think the fact that it is getting to be more of 100% of having Jazz back on the floor, that he's fulfilling the role that he does on where he leads on the floor?
Yes.
I mean, don't you believe that that's a big thing as well?
Here's how he leads on the floor. He does everything.
Right.
He rebounds.
Right.
He took two charges last night. He always is in the way. He's in the right spot. Right. And he shot the ball well last night. I think Caleb Grill got some bad boy juice medicine last night to say, you need to keep your cool. You lost your cool.
You don't have to dance around it. He got punished.
He got punished for
his actions
because
of losing control.
He lost control and he wasn't in there for the team.
Not now. Let's see how he reacts.
And I think because last night is not going to be the way that you react. No. And that's not. And here's the other thing, folks. TCU is 6-7 in conference. I would not, because they're going to get their best player back, who averages like 24 points a game because he's been out for the last three games. And he actually warmed up last night, but they just didn't have him go because that's just a rough game to come back if you had a knee injury. I wouldn't want to play them. I wouldn't want to be the. You know, the 1, 2, or 3 seed, and you have to play them in the second round because that's a really good basketball team. And the part that they do, Iowa State is athletic. They're not that type of athletic.
Right.
I mean, they can get boards. They D well. But, man, we are – somebody said this last night, and two things I did in basketball well. One, I played defense everywhere. And two, I could get the ball inside to my 6'10 center right. and get it so he can score. We are the worst getting passing into the post that I have ever seen in my life.
But
it's bad.
I thought if we started out with some abilities that it's
and then they started trapping right,
right.
Out
adjustments were
out,
made
out in the above the 3-point line, and I don't know how many times last night we dribbled right into it, and then you're like stuck, and I'm like, oh. And the other thing that teams are doing right now is they're pressing us to get 10 seconds off the shot clock.
Okay, here
you just got to attack that.
Here's where I want to go with this. This is where I get. I'm looking at the schedule. We've got 4 games left. Kansas State, Texas, Oklahoma, West Virginia.
Yep.
Okay.
West Virginia's a payback game. Oklahoma's not very good. Those are both at home.
Okay.
We are
currently doesn't show off the top of my head.
Yeah, I think we went to Oklahoma and we went to West Virginia.
I'm currently looking at the rankings. Obviously, Jayhawks, Baylor, Texas, Wildcats, Cyclones.
Yep.
Okay. We're at a 17-8 conference. We're at 8-5 to 9. You know,
we're a game out.
We're a game out.
Yep.
Okay. Where's your mindset right now when it comes to watching Cyclone basketball? Are you worried? Okay, if we win out, we can take the Big 12 title. Are you worried about that? Are you worried?
No.
I think we can make a good run at the Big 12 tournament.
I want it. How many did you say we have left? We have 4. We have
4
games.
Or are you playing for? I want to see how high of a seed we really can get.
I want them to go 2-2, and I want them to win 2 games in the tournament, and then I think we're a solidified 4. I would take 5.
I've heard 3.
And
I've heard predictions of a 3.
A 3's okay,
as
man,
of right
get,
now.
Right, and you get some tough games. Listen, we are. When we play a good game and we play it all the way through, there's not a lot of teams that can beat us.
Right.
The problem is we got to do that. So you're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk to Real Sports Fans. We're going to come back. We'll finish that, talk a little bit about Iowa and where we think they're going to go. And
right
we'll
back.
Do that right after this break.
101.3 FM and 1700.
BrightFocus.org to learn more.
Brewed in Des Moines. You're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700, The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. Last segment of this first hour already. It's crazy how fast this goes.
Fly by.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter at ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour _SS. And Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Saturday, you're going to get Seton Hall at Connecticut and Northern Iowa at Missouri State. Then you get Memphis and Houston on Sunday. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides designs, engineers, installs programs and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation, machinery, manufacturing company.
Good job.
I have to say these. I just got a text from one of my service managers. He's the service manager at North.
Please tell me he didn't say, hey, it snowed.
No, at North Ankeny Medical Park. Not an easy place to be a service manager, and this guy is a rock star. I mean, he doesn't need me, which is easy to do.
I've
got a lot of people that don't need me. But
oh, stop it.
No, he said, you guys make a day like this feel okay. Enjoy your show whenever I have the chance. I love that. I just love when people send that stuff in. Makes me feel better. So, are you going to pay something?
No, I forgot that you have to pay to get access to the baseball game. So, Sorry, I just keep talking. You're good.
I don't want to interrupt you here.
No,
you
we're
know,
good.
It's,
we're
it's
good.
Just a show.
I know. I'm not watching. Okay. Well, it's a sports show that I'm trying to get up on my phone here.
Okay.
So,
I wanted to, and I'm looking. This is driving me crazy because all these, there's no easy. I wish ESPN would do a better job of figuring. I want to get Division I, but I don't need it at what times. I'd rather have it based on conferences. But Iowa plays Ohio State tonight. They play them at 8 p.m. It's on ESPN2.
Right.
It's a game that they should win. It's a game they need to win. It's a home game. You can't lose any more home games because that counts against you. I mean that Oklahoma State loss at home was worse than losing to Texas Tech at Texas Tech to me. And I think to some of the people that are going to seed you,
you're talking Iowa State.
I'm just saying Iowa needs to win that game at home. And then they have, we talked about this the other day.
So to expand upon my conversation I just asked you earlier.
Yes.
Where are we, you think they're going to make a run? They just need to win a couple games in the Big Ten tournament. Now we're just playing for, they're in the tournament.
Yeah. Oh, in the NCAA tournament? Yes. Absolutely.
It's just now we're just playing for seed.
Yes. And they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games left. So Iowa State has 5. Makes sense because they're playing tonight. So they have Ohio State at Northwestern. So that's Ohio State today. Northwestern, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That must be 16, 17, 18. That's a Sunday game. That's a game that I would have said the last time Iowa played him at home, that's a win. Northwestern's playing really, really well right now.
Yeah, they are.
That's going to be a tough game. At Wisconsin, even though Wisconsin is not really good, Wisconsin beat Iowa at home 78-75. So they go to Wisconsin. That's not an easy game. I'm Michigan State at home. That's a win. Indiana on the road. That's tough. And then you get Nebraska at home. So they have, with their 6 games left, if you looked at that and you had to count it out, I'd say, I think 3-3 is good. I think 4-2 is doable. You just don't want to be on the other side of that. You don't want to be 2-4.
Exactly.
And then you're going to get, you're going to get an easy game in the first round of the Big Ten, and then you're going to have to play one of the better teams. And you just have to see where they're actually far enough up now where they could be one of those better teams that gets to play somebody else. So it'll be interesting. I think they're playing well. They just have a hard time. If they're in a game, they have a hard time getting stops.
Right.
And see, Iowa State, it is so funny that these two teams are exact polar opposites. Iowa State's problem is when they need to get a bucket, they struggle. They don't have a struggle stopping people from getting a bucket. They have a problem sometimes when it's not in like fast mode. That's where they struggle. And Iowa struggles, they struggle the other way. They can score. It's when that I got to defend for these next 10 minutes and they don't. It's not about scoring. And that was a problem. I started this, and I don't remember if I finished, but when they were playing the NCAA tournament, when I was sitting watching with Jimmy Fetters, it's like they can score all they want, but they could not get a stop last year in that first round game to save. And that's a team coming off a Big Ten championship and doing all of that, and they couldn't get a stop. Then that's what hurts them. And for, you look at the Iowa State women. The Iowa State women, what do they struggle with? Athletic teams. If they have a team that's not big and athletic, like Iowa State, if they were in the Big Ten, they would struggle in the Big Ten because that's a lot of bigs that are really good.
Yeah, it is.
And they lost their big.
As far as the women.
I mean, they're a Elite Eight team if they have Sales, if she's still playing and didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Because she was that good. Yeah. And it changed everything. The Hawkeyes, what they have, they
still think they can make a run.
I think
I'm not saying it's as easy to get.
I think they can make a run in the Big 12. I don't know if they can make a run in the NCAA.
Do you think they're going to get up against the competition that is problematic?
I think they're going to play. I mean, if they play a team like Indiana or somebody like who beat Iowa the other night. Right. I mean, that's difficult.
That's a good Indiana.
It's a great team. Iowa's struggle is this is my thoughts on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Molly Davis and the freshman's name is going to hit me here in just a second, but she's amazing, and she's having a great. If those guys can score in double figures, the Iowa Hawkeyes can go a long ways in the NCAA tournament. It is Hannah Stolke, a freshman, the freshman.
That's why I bring paper.
You did. And she actually hit, after going 0 for 9, went like 4 for 7 from the free throw line, which is a lot better than 0 for 9.
Right.
But she does have to get better at that. I think Iowa State's going to be – I think they'll be okay. And I'm not even saying that Iowa State can't win the Big 12. And I'm definitely not saying that Iowa can't win the Big 10. My thought on that is, though, is that the best thing for both of these teams?
Exactly. When do you want to peak?
Right.
I hate to say it that way.
Yeah.
Because to do that is to win the Big 12 or bend. That's
Hawkeyes. Whoo, Hawkeyes
we,
peaked, right?
We last get year? There. We plant our flag on top, and then you're.
We got the Iowa Hawkeye men last year. Man, we did. We play that. We won the Big Ten tournament. We're going to get a good seed.
It's the triple crown. Can you do this, and then the Big Ten tournament, then the NCAA tournament?
Yep. I mean, sometimes it's so difficult because they just you're like boom, 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 and it's a lot.
Help my memory here. How did the Iowa State men do in the Big 12 tournament last year? First round out?
I don't think it was a first round. I don't think it was a first round out. To be really honest with you,
I don't remember it being. Do you remember the Big 12 tournament last year for the Cyclones? No.
I really enjoyed them
peaking in the tournament.
Right,
I know that.
I think the Big 12, and if somebody can help us. I think the Big 12 tournament actually propelled them into getting going into the NCAA. And I'm not against. I just don't know if that fourth game to win the championship in the tournament is worth everything that it's worth.
Oh, I know. No, I hear you. I hear you. And it's hard.
Now, for the Drake Bulldogs need to win, even though I think they can still get in. They need to win the Missouri Valley tournament. And they can't afford to get...
To get in?
To get
in. Or for help with seeding?
No, I think they may have to do that to get in. Because, see, they don't respect the Missouri Valley, and I don't like the fact that they don't respect the Missouri Valley.
I see what you're saying. So if they don't win the tournament, because that's the
then
scene,
you have to get in.
Then you to get that secondary
right
to and an at large.
They get some kudos though because they won a game in the tournament last year in the NCAA tournament. So that gives them credence to be able to do that. They actually should have won.
They have some lineage in the tournament. Yes, they do.
And Coach DeVries has that. And they're capable of winning games. They play good enough defense and have enough scores. I think that's the thing that helps right now the Hawkeyes more than it. Here's the one thing that helps the Hawkeyes. They have a bunch of people that can score. That's great to have in the NCAA tournament. But they don't have a bunch of people that can get stops. Iowa State has a bunch of people. I can't believe this is over already.
I was gonna say, did you hit a button? Okay.
So, Iowa State has a bunch of people that can get stops. Can they score enough in the NCAA tournament?
The
if they get a team that can score 70 points a game, can they get to 78?
If they can score 78, I don't know.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. Scott and I will be back for the second hour right after this.